We have three lovely ladies in here from the Baldwin County Virtual School, and they're going to tell us about their upcoming production of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. First, we'll introduce theater teacher Dee Dee Payne. Good morning, Dee Dee.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And you have brought Rachel Goodrich. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
And Ivy Simpson.
Good morning, Ivy.
So first of all, Dee Dee, I didn't know the virtual school had a theater and a group called the Pelican Players.
Yes, about 3 years ago, actually during all the COVID insanity, the principal, Miss Resmondo, approached me and said she had a lot of kids that were interested and wanted to start something for them, and so asked me if I'd be willing to apply and come over, and we got started fall of 2020.
And how does that work? Are you Zooming and rehearsing together?
No, they come in and rehearse. They have classes. Like some students elect to just take classes, and so all of that is virtual. But the kids that are involved in Pelican Players, that's an extracurricular theater group, and so they come to campus and we rehearse. Right now, rehearsing 3 days a week.
How about that? So, Rachel, what is your character?
My character is Lucy Van Pelt.
Oh, wow. Lucy has to be one of our favorites.
Mm-hmm. She's basically the closest thing to an antagonist you're going to see in this show. She's the complete opposite of Charlie Brown. She's bossy, she's self-confident, she has this love interest named Schroeder who always plays the piano, and she wants to be queen one day, and all she does in this is make her... No, wait.
Well, we've all seen how Lucy can be. As you mentioned,
yeah.
You described her very, very well. Are you enjoying playing her?
Oh, definitely.
And are you using a different voice or persona to do that?
She's basically the opposite version of me, so it's kind of hard to play like the opposite version of me. So I don't use like a different voice or a different personality. I just kind of read the lines and be mm-hmm. like, well, how would Lucy say this?
Right. Okay, good. Is this your first delve into theater?
No, this is actually my 12th, 13th show.
Oh, goodness. We have an old pro here.
Mm-hmm. This is my fifth play with Pelican Players.
I didn't realize y'all have done so much in such little time.
Yes, two a year.
Great. Well, I'm glad you finally sent it to us so we can help publicize it for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you.
And so, Rachel, other than the Pelican Players, have you been Theater 98 or other areas?
I've been to Playhouse in the Park a few times. I did BAPA, Bay Area Performing Arts, back in 2020. And I recently did a musical over at Sunnyside Theater for Heather's.
Fun. Well, great. And what are you, 12 plays? And you're probably 12 years old.
I'm 15.
15, okay. Very good. And then Ivy Simpson, tell us about your character.
I play Snoopy, none other than the...
Oh, wow, the coveted role of Snoopy.
Absolutely, the lovable dog that, you know, everyone knows and loves. Here's the thing, is he has a voice in this show, obviously. It's a musical. When you give Snoopy a voice, he has some interesting stuff to say the least. He's a very comedic role, and I'm a very sassy person in general, so I feel like whenever I play Snoopy, I just go up there and I, like, do a hair flip, but it's with my ears because he has a little long ear. So, like, hair, like, ear flip, and just we'll talk bad about all of the kids, and just, like, be just... a really sassy dog, and it is very fun.
I bet. You just get to let yourself go, right?
Absolutely. It's a very fun role.
Live vicariously through Snoopy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is awesome. And so how many other performers, and tell us more about the performance.
Well, we have a cast of 12.
Okay.
All the characters that you know and love. And then we have a set crew of 3 students. So sum total, we have 15 students that are involved in the production. I have my drama mama, that's Rachel's mother, Miss Goodrich, that is my costume genius. And then also had a musical director, Michael Seward, that came in and did the music work with the kids.
Wonderful. And you've got one performance only.
Well, we do a student performance.
Okay.
The day, that same day that we invited the schools from around the area to come bring students, and then we do have one public performance at 7 o'clock on March 24th.
And that is at the Fairhope Civic Center.
Yes.
Tell us about how folks get tickets and when they should arrive.
Well, what we'll do is we do everything just at the door. There's plenty of space to involve as many people as like to come. You know, plenty of space at the Fairhope Civic Center. So the doors open at 6:30 for a showtime at 7. The tickets are $15, and they can pay with cash or check at the door.
So no advance purchase
necessary.
No
advance purchases.
Okay. And you don't really have to worry about a sellout because, what, several hundred?
Right. Oh, there, we can put 500 people in there. It'd be great if we had to worry about that, so
right?
Come on.
Well, eventually, now that you've been on the radio worldwide, hopefully you will have to worry about that. Well, Rachel, what else would you like to tell us about your experience with the Pelican players at the Baldwin County Virtual School?
It's actually been amazing so far. The cast and crew have been amazing to work with. There's no, like, there's no drama that happens in between, and it's very free and loving, and that's all.
It's just, it is fun, isn't it?
It is fun,
I've just had a little bit of theater experience, and just that experience, you create this camaraderie and this bond, and you just become buddies, and you almost hate for the show to end.
Exactly.
Right?
Absolutely.
Ivy Snoopy is nodding her head. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Theater is 100% my passion, and I've worked with a few different theater companies. But
tell us about that.
So I've been with Bay Area Performing Arts, Eastern Shore Repertory Theater, and a few others. I currently take voice lessons at the studio with Brandon Marcus. I really have to say, Pelican Players is one of the best groups I've ever had the pleasure of performing with. They are just so friendly, and...
That's okay. It happens. They're so friendly, and you've created that bond like we were talking about.
Yes, they are very friendly, and I've just created a bond with everybody, and the production of the shows keeps getting better and better with each show, and, you know, it's been really great.
Are you actually going to wear a Snoopy outfit?
Yes.
I guess you'd have to.
Oh, yes, absolutely. What you see in the comic strips, that's what you'll see on the stage.
We played a song from the show when we were talking about this the other day. Mark recalled... Oh, what was the name of it? Mark recalled a song that is famous from the Charlie Brown, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Oh,
So this is a musical?
Yes.
Primarily?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, and each of the kids, it's kind of a day in the life of Charlie Brown, and each of the kids kind of tell their stories, interact with each other, just little snippets, some things that you'll know familiar from some of the cartoons and from the comic strips, but just an overall warm and fuzzy show that you feel good when you leave.
It sounds precious. About how long is the performance, and is there an intermission?
There is. There's a 15-minute intermission. It's a two-hour show.
Okay. All right. What else would you like us to know?
Oh, well, I just, you know, thank you so much for having us. And also, I know this is kind of a statement, but we're always open to people that like to come in and sponsor our program. We're totally self-funded, so our ticket sales, so people coming to the show really, really helps. But anybody that's interested in just reaching out and sponsoring, I would love to have that help. I was lucky enough to get a grant from the Porch Band of Creek Indians Endowment this year, which really helped because musicals are expensive to put on. And then also got a Support the Arts tag grant. So when you're renewing your car tags, do one of those Support the Arts tag grants because they do some good.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
So do you have to ask specifically for the Baldwin County Virtual School, or it's called Support the Arts?
Yeah, it's done through just you go to the tag office and the Support the Arts, and it would support anybody. You do a grant application each year. They review the grant and then decide, you know, if they're able to fund your grant. So it really would help programs really all over the state, but there are local programs that do benefit from it.
I see. Good.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't mind having a local business or realtor or someone
to make
a donation and sponsor the performance?
Yes, and we'll give lots of advertising. Been lots of word and thank you to them for their help.
Is there anyone that you need to plug?
Well, I do have a few that I would love to say thank you to, if you don't mind.
Now's your time.
Okay, well, definitely, this is our list of our sponsors for this season because it's an all-season sponsorship. Seaward Studios, All Baldwin Cleaners, DNR Self Storage, Eastern Shore Glass Company, M.H. Berry and Associates Marine Surveyors, and then some parents and grandparents, Stephen and Corey Simpson, Steve Goodrich Sr., Steve and Lori Goodrich, and then I do also have some stage manager level sponsors, Pickers Paradise and Fairhope French Quarter and Chateau.
Very nice.
Yes.
It's so lovely to see the community come together.
Oh, yes.
To put something on. It's just such so organic and so much fun. What else would you like to say, Ivy?
Just all in all, this show has been very fun, and it's our first time doing a musical, so
yes.
I'll be honest, there's been a lot of trial and error, but we have pulled through. We have, like, last rehearsal, I was really blown away. Like, Rachel, I'm just going to talk right to you. You did amazing yesterday. Like, that was very good. I'm so proud of everybody in this production, whether they are making set or they're singing. it's really coming together, and I'm very, very excited for it.
Well, congratulations. I know that I learned by playing a man in a production instead of a woman that you can really push yourself beyond what you even thought, imagined that you could do.
Absolutely.
You experience that?
Oh, yes, definitely.
We have several cast members that have not been doing theater for very long, have not sung publicly, and it is just amazing when I've heard during the time, because we began rehearsing in January, them just build, their confidence build, and as their confidence build, those beautiful voices came out. I've been very excited. I can't wait for people to see the show.
Isn't that great? From singing in the shower to singing on stage?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, once again, give us a summary of the You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Yes, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown is on Friday, March 24th at 7 o'clock at the Fairhope Civic Center. Tickets can be purchased at the door, $15 for adults, $10 for students. Doors open 30 minutes prior to the curtain time.
Sounds fabulous. Thank you all so much. DD Payne, the theater teacher, and the theater students, Rachel Goodrich and Ivy Simpson. Thank you both. It sounds like so much fun.
Thank you.
If you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend, you can listen to it later. It will be posted at WABF1480.com.